Ann O'Brien came to City Council to support the sugary drink tax. As a lifelong resident of Philadelphia and a pre-K provider, she says the city must do more to help underprivileged youth.
Law enforcement officials tell us that they support high-quality pre-K because it lowers incarceration rates. I have waiting lists for my pre-K programs, but there are no waiting lists for prison. There's lots of room there.
Donna Cooper of Public Citizens for Children and Youth reminded council members that a year ago, 80% of voters approved a pre-K referendum.
More yes votes were cast for pre-K than for the mayoral candidates Williams, Abraham, Oliver, Diaz, and Street combined.
Cooper says that with that mandate, council should approve the tax on sugary drinks that will fund the pre-K programs. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.